So good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, David.
And welcome, everybody, back to the Daily Evolver. And we've been off for a couple of weeks. Part of that was a little bit of vacation for you, but part of that is that you've actually stepped into the leadership role on the design group for ISE3 this year, which we're just thrilled about.
And so, the Integral Spirituality Experience.
Absolutely.
Over New Year's
over
in
New
Sylmar,
Year's.
California.
Right. And as that event evolves, we're just getting more excited about this theme of cosmic creativity. And you and Diane and Terry are now doing the design, and IL is stepping up into the operations, and we just think it's going to be a fabulous event. So thank you for...
Yeah, my great privilege. I'm really looking forward to it.
So today, what we're going to talk about is politics. Gee, what a concept. But the most interesting thing to me, or the interesting thing to me, is that we're actually talking about election politics a good, well, now probably 13 months. Obama had said 14 months, but 13 months prior to the election, which is sort of plays into this whole notion that people are always running for office, which is part of the deal. But there's so much happening, I mean, in terms of the country and where Obama is and the Republican candidates that are coming up and how that's affecting things in Congress, that this is obviously a larger conversation than just the election, but it feels like that. Do you? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it just reflects just a worldwide anxiety that is online that the world is changing. Mm. And we don't know how it's changing. We have ideas. We have a lot of conflicting points of view. We have a lot of experts who disagree with each other. We have a lot of signs. We have a lot of feelers. You know, human beings, we have a lot of ability to process information, and the internet just connects us to everything. And so it's just, it's a good time to be an evolutionary,
mm-hmm.
because you realize that the world is changing under its own power, and we are changing under some power other than our own intention. And yet our intention is important too, and a big piece of it. And this is actually what we're going to talk about at ISE, cosmic creativity, is that there's an updraft of eros. There's an updraft of evolutionary force in the world, in us. And then there's also our own intention, our own creativity, our own drive, our own ability to execute and to manifest. And so that's what people are grappling with. And it is, as it always is, seen as a uniquely difficult time. And if you go back in history and look at, you know, the newspapers 10 years ago, the newspapers 20 years ago, the 50 years ago, I mean, I was cleaning out my mother's house when she passed away earlier in the spring and ran into some old Reader's Digests from the 40s. And they were talking, this was after the war was over, it was just at the beginning of the piece, and talking about just how it's a new world, and this is the new normal, and we're just going to have to get used to things being kind of bad and limping along, and that's just the new normal. And I thought, oh my God, I've just been reading this in the New York Times, you know. And so I, as, you know, an evolutionary, have a basically positive view that here we are, as, you know, 6-7 billion intelligent people, more and more connected with all the resources that we have and all of the intelligence and all of the sanity that we have. And yeah, we're going to bumble along. And but yet we can have some faith that things continue to unfold in ways that are, you know, increasingly good, true, and beautiful for ever increasing numbers of people. So I bring that view into this new catastrophe, you know, which is, you know, we're talking American politics here in this talk this morning, this new idea that, you know, we're headed to a double dip recession, and, you know, the European Union is collapsing, and that even China's slowing down now, and that we have a government that doesn't work, and a Congress that's in stalemate. And I think all of that's true. And that this calls forth a, you know, just a, basically it's a call for a new creativity. And I think there are people who are answering that call, even on the political landscape. I think one of them is Obama. I think that there are other people who are really trying to think creatively. I actually think Romney is trying to think creatively. I'm not sure. I think Huntsman. I think there are some others. And then, of course, there are the people who, you know, the Michelle Bachmans, the Rick Perrys, who are just, you know, still carrying the traditionalist point of view. And, of course, there are people on the left who have the postmodern view, the liberal view. And both sides feel that, you know, the other side is somehow co-opted, somehow stupid, somehow deluded. And as integralists, we want to say, you know, all of these people are smart. All of these people want to create a world that's better for their grandchildren. All of these people are well-intentioned. And is there a way of actually having a system and a point of view and a consciousness that includes more and more of the whole system in a way so that, you know, the best ideas just have a chance to come to the fore?
You've been listening to a segment from the Daily Evolver Dialogues with Jeff Salzman and David Reardon. For the full discussion, please go to integrallife.com or click the link just above the audio player.